John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired man, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I forgot two announcements this morning, so I'll make them now. The first is that the sermon hymn is not what's printed in your bulletin. It will be number 712. Is that correct? Lord, whose love in humble service. So just so that you know that. And also a reminder that because this is the Easter season, it is tradition here at Emmanuel that we stand to receive communion instead of to kneel. And now, would you please pray with me? Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful people gathered here and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit that we might be created and through us you may renew the face of the earth. Amen. When I was doing this sermon this week, I read the wrong second reading from 1 John. It's a little bit further on from our reading today, and it grabbed me so hard that that's what I prepared my sermon on. So I'm sorry if Jennifer comes next week and preaches a sermon on the same text, though I sort of doubt it. But it is from 1 John. And if you read a little further than what we read today, you will find these words. Let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. I know that the usual focus for sermons on this fourth Sunday of Easter, this Good Shepherd Sunday, is the gospel reading. And I've preached on that reading a lot of times through the years. But this week, when I was reading the wrong lesson in 1 John, these words jumped out at me. Let me read them again. Let us love not in word and speech, but in truth and action. Words are cheap. And we're surrounded by them, bombarded by them, each and every day in so many ways. And even though there can be holiness in words, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh and dwelled among us, come immediately to mind, there can also be a sense of being overwhelmed by the many voices, the multitude of words which assault us from waking to sleeping every day, everywhere. I mean, when was the last time you heard silence? Real, true silence. Try to find it, and I'll bet you can't. Not really. But I digress. Words are cheap, easy. Those of us who have been Lutherans for a long time know the words of the liturgy, of the creeds, and the Lord's Prayer by heart. We can say them without once thinking about what we're saying and what the words mean. They have become rote. And while there is certainly some comfort in that, there's also a danger. The danger that the meaning, the real deep down to the core of your soul meaning, is being lost. We lose sight of what we're really committing ourselves to, of what we're saying we really believe. We lose sight, dear sisters and brothers in Christ, of what it means to be a Christian. Or in the words of 1 John, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. I mean, think about how easily today we say, I love you, to so many different people. I have to confess, I find it a bit disconcerting to have someone I know only casually say those words to me. But what if you and I really translated these words into action? What might that mean for our lives and the lives of those around us? And how might that translate itself into following more closely the one who guides and leads and calls us, the one we call the Christ? Some time ago, I came across a story, the very true story, of a woman, Mary Johnson, a very ordinary woman, who had been able to do something within her lifetime which speaks volumes to me about these words from 1 John. In February of 1993, her only son, 20-year-old Lerarium, was shot in the head by Oshea Israel, a 16-year-old, after an argument at a party. Israel received a 25-year sentence for second-degree murder, and Mary felt justice had been served. But Mary was a Christian, and she prayed daily, and she listened. And after a number of years, Mary was moved to begin visiting Oshea in prison, offering him both friendship and forgiveness. Since his release in 2010, they have lived as neighbors. And Mary now dedicates her time to From Death to Life, an organization she founded that uses healing and reconciliation to end violence between families of victims and those who have caused harm. With Mary and Oshea sharing their story again and again as she counsels mothers of murdered children while he visits prisons and churches and schools sharing this real story of forgiveness and reconciliation. Let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. But let's bring things a bit closer to home. Some of our neighbors in Greensboro suffered mightily last Sunday evening as a tornado ripped through their neighborhoods, tearing the roofs off houses, severely damaging 3 elementary schools, and causing the death of one man in his car. Power remains out for many of these folks. And both social and broadcast media have been filling the Ethernet and the airwaves with information about the needs, the very current and pressing needs of our neighbors, which will continue for some time. Requests continue to go out for school supplies for the three damaged schools, Peeler Elementary, Edwin Montessori, and Hampton Elementary, with a total of 840 students. Local musicians held a fundraiser last evening, and another will be held in LaBauer Park later this week. And how have we responded? As a community of faith? As individuals? Or have we? Let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. Continuing to look at our own backyard, in Greensboro, in Winston-Salem, as in many other communities around this state and nation, undocumented people and dreamers, those young people brought to this country as children, often as very young children who have known no other home, are living in fear of being picked up and deported by ICE. And so churches, faith communities, have been stepping up, offering sanctuary to families and individuals as they attempt to negotiate the lengthy and complex path to a green card, hopefully to eventual citizenship, supplying food and clothing and companionship, as well as shelter and safety to these sisters and brothers who may speak a different language or not, but who are all children of the same loving God. Let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. Words are cheap, and the grace they carry is too. While the grace of action is costly, sometimes very, very costly. But it is that grace that changes everything, that brings life where there was once just death, that brings the one who is the Word into the living, active present. Jesus, the Logos, the Word of God, translated God's speech, God's love, into incarnate action. And he calls us now to do the same. Now make no mistake, it won't be easy. It never is. But it always brings life. And it begins in those daily, everyday, ordinary acts that build up over a lifetime. It is something as simple as smiling at a stranger who looks particularly down, or holding the door for the overburdened young mother with a cranky toddler. It is delivering a package of bottled water or disposable diapers to a local community center, or really listening to an elderly friend as she tells you the same story yet again. It is taking time to write a letter to your senator about a cause which really matters, or speaking up and out against injustice when it rears its ugly head right in front of you. It is daring to say no to participating in speech which carries with it the implications of racism or sexism or gender bias. And it's even taking the time to learn a few words of Spanish or Swahili or Mandarin or Thai. Let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. When we act from love, you hear that? When we act from love, it makes a tremendous difference. And concretely, such love means living out what we say. The truisms dot our language because there's truth in them. Practice what you preach, we say. Walk the walk. Don't just talk the talk. The writer Leo Tolstoy once wrote, "The only certain happiness in life is to live for others." And this means seeing the world at a larger level than the self. Seeing with the eyes of God. Feeling with the heart of God. And it is acting out of the compassion of God. After all, the people of our world need us, need to experience that ever-present comfort of God's presence in our human flesh. To a child who is afraid for her safety at home, to the spouse who is being victimized by domestic violence, to the person who is fearful of being stopped by the police because of his skin color, to the police officer who never knows what will happen when he arrives on the scene, to the midlife career person who's afraid of being downsized by her company, to the retiree who is barely making ends meet on Social Security and meager savings, to the person who is mired in grief at the loss of a beloved spouse, to the person waiting for the results of medical tests, we, you and I, we can bring the promise of hope and comfort by our caring actions, by our very own incarnated presence. Let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action, says the voice. And if we listen, if we open ourselves to its grace, if we open ourselves to incarnating that love, it may render us speechless and launch us instead into action. It may remove our words and replace them with courage. And when that happens, our silence will speak louder than our words ever could. Thanks be to God. Amen.